guys, welcome to Straight Talk and No Sugar Added. You know what? I always try to go around this planet finding the best humans I can find to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Today, we have Natalie Elgosane here, and she has, she's a health practitioner. You guys know that I'm on this amazing health journey and trying to really learn more about what does health really mean, right? So she's the founder of Ayurveda Wellness, and after years of battling chronic health challenges and burnout and trying more than 20 different healing methods, Natalie found true healing through this authentic Ayurveda, I hope I'm saying that right, under the guidance of Dr. Silva Strahl. I hope I said that right. I love talking to her when I met her because she was really talking about her journey in health and restoring joy and loving life and all of the things that I feel like all of us are trying to find. Now, a lot of you I speak to all the time, and you guys are always telling me that this is the kind of stuff you want to learn about, is how to live a more fulfilling, healthy life. So Natalie, you are on, girl. How are you? Welcome to Straight Talk.
I'm doing so well. Thank you so much, Nina, for having me. And thank you for that introduction.
Yeah, I'm really, I'm glad you're here because I don't know about this, right? And I think that many of my listeners probably don't either. So this is going to be a really great, interesting conversation because I'm going to be curious about a lot of things. So before we get dug in all to what we're going to talk about, I want to know a little bit more about you. So tell us who you are. You know, like, what have you gone through? You know, why are you here today? Like, what are we doing?
Sure, absolutely.
Who are you, woman?
So I grew up as the child of Lebanese immigrants here in the United States. And I was fortunate to have really wonderful parents who emigrated from Lebanon after growing up during civil war there. And while they loved their country, they wanted to create a different life for the family that they were about to raise together. So their way of doing that was to give me the best education that they believed was possible. And so they, you know, sent me to really great schools and really helped to strengthen and support my education. They put me in all sorts of sports and activities as a child. And it was really great. All the things that they thought, you know, this American dream of what we need to do to be healthy and happy and successful. And you know, I had a lot of really wonderful experiences growing up and went to some of these great schools, eventually went to Duke to get my MBA. And I was doing what I thought I needed to do to be healthy and happy and successful and make a positive difference in the world. I've always wanted to help people on a large scale. I studied sociology and international relations in undergrad because I thought that that would help me better understand people and groups and how to help them. And I worked at a nonprofit out of college that worked to help leaders in the federal government to better deliver services to the American people. And that was very fulfilling for me. And I also wanted to learn this piece about business. And so I went to MBA and wanted to get experience in the corporate sector because I felt that to make a positive difference in the world and also support me and my family, that getting experience in the private sector would be the way to do that. And so it wasn't until I got my MBA and I was in this corporate consulting job doing management consulting and traveling on a plane every week for work that I experienced health challenges on every level for the first time in my life. And I had grown up as an athlete. I was, you know, exercising somewhat regularly. I was eating what I thought were healthy foods and making choices that I thought were healthy. And yet I was far from it at that stage of my life. And I didn't know why at the time, but I was experiencing extreme anxiety. And for the first time in my life, it was crippling to the point where it affected my work performance. And I would freeze before different presentations. I would start to, you know, cry after because I thought I did a terrible job. Like, this was all coinciding with physical health challenges for the first time in my life too. I was having chronic infections. I was experiencing digestive issues for the first time in my life and had to cut out certain foods in my diet, which was really difficult for me as a Lebanese American, where food is such a big part of our culture and our upbringing. And I caught two strains of flu at the same time, which knocked me out. Mm-hmm. And
your body probably couldn't fight it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. My body was run down and I didn't know why. And so the same time I was experiencing physical health challenges, when I was experiencing mental and emotional challenges with anxiety and, emotional imbalances, and my relationships were suffering, as well as my work and career that I had worked so hard for and that I had previously prided myself on doing well up until that point. And so at the same time, you know, I was feeling really disconnected from myself and really isolated from people at the same time. And so that's when I went on this journey of trying to understand what I was experiencing and how to heal it. And that's when I went on this journey of exploring all sorts of alternative and holistic healing modalities after medicine, Western medicine and traditional talk therapy fell short very quickly. And all of those things, all of those other healing methods, you know, helped to some degree, and they helped me feel like I was getting closer to understanding what was going on. And I started to meet more people who had similar experiences and knew that there was more to what I was experiencing than what Western medicine was telling me. They were telling me, take some multivitamins, take some ibuprofen. And I'm like sitting here thinking I can't function. Like I got to that the point where like,
so true. I mean, I think that's what everybody does. Oh, take a Tylenol and a hot bath. You'll be fine.
Exactly. Like I got to a point where I was on a work trip in Chicago and I couldn't walk up and down the stairs without getting out of breath. I was having a mini panic attack, essentially. This was after I caught two strains of the flu and went back to work immediately and thought it would be a good idea to get on a plane, go to work, go visit a friend, and go to a really high intensity spin class. And all of those things just knocked me out. And I was sitting in the ER after they had, you know, basically ruled out almost everything and again told me to take ibuprofen, where I still was left with no answers. I was sitting there alone and feeling like really unsupported and like I didn't have the relationships in my life I wanted. And I felt like physically like really, really awful. And that was a big wake up call for me. And I said, I don't want this. There's gotta be more for me.
I think that's why it happened, right? I always feel like these hard things happen to us for that, like you called, wake up call, right? I think sometimes you got to hit that floor really hard in order to look at yourself and say, what am I doing? Is that what you felt?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It was like I woke up one day and I said, how did I get here? I thought I was doing all the right things. And then I got there and I was like, this isn't it. I felt so far from myself and what I really truly wanted. And I feel that sometimes we need to experience a lot of what we don't want to get clarity on what we do want.
Yeah.
And that set me on a really, you know, different journey and path. And I got to a point where I was starting to make progress. I'd gotten trained as a holistic health coach and fortunately, you know, was really supported by the people I was working with. And I needed to take a leave of absence in order to focus on my health and well-being, which helped. And I said, okay, I need to take care of myself on a different level. And I want to create a different path for me. At the time I thought, okay, I want to help other people with their health and well-being. Like I started to experience, benefits from, and in this training that I had done. And so I decided to leave my job and at the same time booked a one-way ticket to Maui because I felt inspired to do that naturally.
Yeah, that's a everybody
story
does that.
In and of itself. But you know, I was like, I'm going to do this. Things are going to be different. Absolutely. This was during the pandemic and everything was upside down for everybody. And I got to Maui and I initially felt this period of liberation. But then I experienced health challenges on a different level, which I didn't understand why at the time, but now I understand why leaving the East Coast on sea level and flying to a tiny island in the middle of the Pacific after quitting your job and living off of savings and not having a car or a place to live, I understand now with Ayurveda why those things were bringing up more health challenges in my digestion, more anxiety, more depression, and all sorts of challenges. And so I realized I couldn't move forward with this path that I wanted to help other people because I needed more help myself. And that's when I turned to Ayurveda through my doctor and now teacher, Dr. Sylvia Strahl, that things began to shift truly in ways that they hadn't before. And I do need to backtrack a little bit and say that it was huge for me to find her and start working with her, because in my journey of exploring all sorts of holistic healing modalities and alternative modalities, I had had experiences where with other healing practitioners where I was experiencing trauma. I had re-traumatized myself in that experience based on the modalities that were being used. And I didn't know at the time, but they were creating more imbalances within my body. And I didn't fully feel safe or held in these containers with these other people who I'm sure meant well, but for some whatever reason, I experienced trauma. And that left me in a place where I was so scared, so paranoid, so isolated from everybody in my life, and was really going through a difficult time. And it was really difficult for me and my family who had witnessed this season of my life. And it was all an attempt to feel better. And that's the thing. It was like, it was all in an attempt to find answers and feel better. And to then have those experiences where I thought I was turning to people to experience true healing, where I then was left, you know, in a way worse off than when I went to them. And so that was difficult. And it also taught me a lot on my journey. So, you know, I can look at those experiences now from a different lens. But at the time, I had a really difficult time trusting other healing practitioners after that. And so it was a miracle that I had reached out to Dr. Sylvia Strahl and kept going back to her. And the reason, I didn't know this at the time why, but what I felt in that moment was safety in her presence. I felt like that's I huge. Could trust her. It's huge. Yeah, my whole body huge. Would relax during my consultations and treatments with her. And I felt like she understood me and what I was experiencing on a deep level in a way that nobody ever had. And I felt that everything was saying, everything she was offering to me and reflecting to me was so accurate and just so resonant with my whole being. And the recommendations she offered were working immediately. And they continued to work and compound. And so I didn't realize it at the time, but now, based on my work with her over the last 5 years and having her as my teacher, I understand that it was because of the work that she had done for 18 years to utilize this ancient science of Ayurveda in her own life and in her patients' lives that allowed her to embody more of her true nature, to embody more safety and love within her own being, that is what I was feeling with her.
Oh yeah. It's that energy, right? It's that, cause you know, when you're around like situations or people that make you tense, and then, you know, when you're around people that for some reason you naturally trust them, like there's something about them. Right. And I just think that that's just like a common, like an energy field. I don't know how to explain it, but that's how I feel, you know, when I'm around certain people. And so I want to ask you, because you've tried like 20 different modalities. First of all, let me back a little bit. Did you find Dr. Strahl when you went to Maui, or was this something different?
I did.
You found her there.
Found her in Maui, and I had heard about Ayurveda years before on a yoga retreat. And I started exploring it a little bit. So I knew enough about Ayurveda, but you know, I had read books and I had started to see other practitioners, but it didn't like land really. It didn't click. But I had known that Ayurveda helps with digestion. That is one of the things that is most known for, although it helps with many other things. But that is why I reached out, was for help with my digestion. And it had literally helped me in ways that I never even imagined beyond healing my digestive issues.
You know, and that's interesting that you said that too, because I've been doing a lot of work trying to figure out myself too, like especially when it comes to weight loss and my digestive system and things like that, right? And I realized, especially through the, like reading all the things and watching all the videos and the books and all the things, is that a lot of our distress comes from the gut, comes from our digestive system, which is so interesting, right? Because nobody ever tells you that. And it's like, oh, that's why I feel yucky. That's why I'm not thinking clearly. Like that's why a lot of it comes from the digestive system, from the gut, right? But I want to know from you, because you've tried 20 different healing modalities. What about this? What about authentic Ayurveda finally worked for you? What made you say, yep, this is the path. This is the thing. What was that?
I love that question, Nina. So there are a couple things. One thing that makes Ayurveda different than anything else is that it has this understanding that the same elements that are found in nature and everything else in our world are also make up the human body. Mm-hmm. So we are made up mm-hmm. of the same elements in nature: air, ether, fire, water, and earth, at a fundamental level. And it is through balancing the elements in our bodies that true health and happiness and well-being emerges in our lives. Our true nature emerges in our lives. Mm-hmm. And it is through this that understanding, and the understanding of what we just talked about with how important it is having a balanced digestive fire is to creating balance in those elements and in our whole being, that I was able to get to the root cause of my challenges in a way that I have not seen with any other methods. It is because it is at the level of the elements within our body, because we have air in our bones. We have fire in our body where we feel heat. We have a digestive fire. We have water in our joints. So it's through understanding this interconnectedness of the elements and how the elements work and how they show up in our bodies and in our lives in balanced ways, or for most people, it's in out of balance ways. Mm. That we can start to empower ourselves with how to bring ourselves back into balance. So that was the second thing that really helped me was, my doctor, Dr. Sylvia Strahl, helped empower me. In addition to giving me excellent guidance that worked, she also taught me how to utilize this knowledge in my life on my own. And that has been the most empowering thing for me. And now, after receiving this knowledge myself and having it become part of my own lived experience, I now offer these authentic ancient teachings to my own clients and students in a way that also empowers them to be their own healer.
That is so interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to understand what you're saying. So you're saying that we are basically connected to our world, connected to the things around us. Is that what you're saying? Like we are connected to all of these things, and we're as humans, sometimes we're out of balance of those things. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, okay. Absolutely. It's through reconnecting to nature mm-hmm. and the nature that is within us that healing and true health and well-being occurs. Okay. And it's when we are disconnected from this wisdom of nature and how nature works and how our bodies work as a result, that's when we experience challenges on every level: physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, relationships, financially, because these elements in our body affect all of those things. And that's the thing that I think many people do not realize.
Yeah, this is such an interesting thing. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. I think you're so interesting, and what you're talking about is so interesting, because I don't think I've had this on the show yet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, what? Wait, hold on. My mind is going, wait, right? I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm just like trying to understand it, right? So I guess I'm just like, you know, you're talking about this and it's making me think of like superheroes, right? Like all the superheroes, the Aquaman and the this and the that, right? Because they're connected to the elements. But I'm trying to understand it because you've used this to heal yourself from things that were something that would take you out, but also, Natalie, are taking out a lot of people.
Yes. Right?
Because burnout is a real thing. You know, feeling just completely disconnected and unhealthy is something that is huge and is happening to a lot of people. Like, I know for me, I was the same as you, have to go to college, got to get my degrees, got to, you know, climb the ladder, get the six figures, do the whole thing, and then completely got sick. Like, you know, autoimmune conditions and the whole thing, right? And so, now you've personally healed your trauma, and I know that this is not a one-off thing. I'm sure you're going to be learning this for the rest of your life because you're trying to understand it all and connect it all. And there's always new things to learn, right? And so I guess what I want to know is, since you've personally healed from the trauma and the anxiety and all of the chronic health issues, give me some like examples of what shifts or practices made the biggest difference for you, right? Because maybe somebody's listening and they're like, I like what Natalie's talking about. How do I even, what do you even do here, right? So talk to me about that. Like, what are the biggest shifts and practices that you utilized?
Absolutely. So you're right, Nina. This is information that is very rare. You will not find this information in this way on the internet because this has come from my teacher who has studied the ancient texts of Ayurveda, which is very rare for people to do. It's written in Sanskrit. It requires a very in-depth level of knowledge to even do that. And she has meditated on these concepts for 18 years and actually learned through her experience working with herself and patients very closely. And so she has not just an intellectual understanding of Ayurveda, she has embodied wisdom of this knowledge. Mm-hmm. And she has passed that on to me in a way that it has become embodied wisdom within myself. And so this is now my calling to share this knowledge and make it more accessible and easily understood by people. And so I'm grateful for people like you who are bringing me and other people who have, you know, valuable information to share on your podcast to help people. And because like you said, I didn't have this knowledge either, and I really struggled. And now I feel it's really important and valuable to share this information with other people. And so to answer your question, first going back to the digestion, this is something I didn't know either, is healthy, balanced digestive fire is foundational for great health. And common signs of out of balance digestive fire include bloating, gas, constipation, diarrhea, constant hunger, or not hungry at all, and food sensitivities and allergies as well. And these are just some of the common symptoms. And what happens is when our digestive fire is out of balance, our bodies are no longer able to fully absorb the nutrients from the foods that we're eating or even from the supplements that we're taking. So we could be eating the healthiest, organic, locally grown foods, and it will just be eliminated from the body without assimilation or fully absorbing the nutrients in the body. And same with our supplements. People spend tons of money on supplements, and a lot of that goes to waste because most people, the digestive fire is out of balance. And so learning how to bring my digestive fire into balance has been transformational for me. That is the first step. That is the most important step that I've experienced and that I offer my clients. And there's various practices that I help guide people with in their nutrition, their sleep, their lifestyle to do that. And also have an authentic Ayurvedic herbal formula that's called Agni, which means digestive fire in Sanskrit. And taking that regularly has also helped balance my digestive fire because it has been designed specifically for humans and our digestive fire, and with ancient knowledge that has been not only around for thousands of years, it's been utilized, observed, researched for thousands of years. So it works.
Yeah. You know, and I'm thinking about Western medicine, right? And the way that we do things is a band-aid over things, right? We don't really dig deep enough. And as you're talking, I'm like, you know, there's always a medicine for your digestive system. There's always a take a fiber pill for going to the bathroom and stuff like that. But, you know, all of those things are little band-aids and you end up still getting sick, right? It's like you said in the beginning of the interview, you said, I was eating well. I was exercising. I was doing all the things, right? You were doing all the right things, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the point, Natalie, where it's important about what you're talking about, because we don't know what the right things are. We really don't. That we have so much information. And to your point too, when you said, yeah, I was looking for nutrition. And so I did all these programs, you know what I mean? And they weren't helping you. Right. I mean,
yes.
We did 20 modalities, for goodness sakes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of us do that too. Right. Whether it's the diets, whether it's modalities, whether it's the coaching, whether it's whatever. And we still don't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I'm glad that you found that, because one of the things that I've been doing is talking to a lot of people, and burnout is a real thing. It is everywhere right now. I think it's all of the hustle, 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 hustle. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And nobody pauses to ask, well, what's going on in my body?
Yeah.
Right. Nobody asked that. And you didn't either. Right. You were on a plane to do this and a plane to do that and a program to do this and a cycling class to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. So burnout is everywhere. So talk to us about how Ayurveda can help us start preventing burnout or recover from it in like a practical way. And you don't have to, of course, you can't give us years of wisdom in
yes.
a few moments, but you know, somebody who's listening is probably like feeling, should I know I'm in burnout? You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like sometimes you just are literally in this tunnel where you don't know how to get out of it. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
You're 100% right, Nina. And you know, I didn't learn this until after the fact, after I found Ayurveda. And interestingly, the term burnout even comes from concepts of Ayurveda. Mm. So that's how we know it gets to the root cause. It's like it even comes from it. And it all goes back to the elements within our body. And so burnout in Ayurveda is predominantly too much fire in the body for too long. That's where the word, the burn part of burnout comes from, is excess fire in the body that's burning for too long. And this is what creates overworking without breaks or without rest. This is what creates things like heartburn and craving two or more cups of coffee a day and sweating a lot and over exercising. Like, this is what leads to this intense energy that is part of burnout. And for many people, this is what's rewarded in our corporate world, in our society of like hustle culture, do that, achieve the ladder, be competitive. All of these things are signs of excess fire or heat in the body. And then what happens when that goes on for too long without the knowledge and practice of bringing that fire, that heat into balance in the body, then the water, the body then brings in a whole lot of water to put out that fire, right? If you think about a campfire, how do you put that out? You put it out with, you know, a big bucket of water. And so that's what happens in the body, essentially. It's like a wet blanket as a form of protection. And that's the out part of burnout. It's like your body kind of shuts down in certain ways, and it's an accumulation of water in many ways, mucus, for example. That's what leads to colds and flus. That's what happened in my case with two strains of the flu. That's what creates lethargy and difficulty getting out of bed in the morning. That's what creates excess weight. That's what creates procrastination, depression, lack of motivation, resistance to change, all of these things. That's the out part of the burnout. And that's what happens in our body in the same way that it happens in nature, right? We need, our bodies are trying to guide us back to balance and we need to help it with this knowledge.
So good.
And so I do want to go back a little bit and explain these elements a little bit more and how they show up in us physically, mentally, and emotionally to help people to understand what they're experiencing at the root cause level. And then I can briefly touch on some examples of then how to bring us into balance.
Yeah.
So starting with the air element, physically, like if you think about the wind or the fall season that we're in, at least in North America, it's starting to get cooler outside. The climate is dry. And the air and the energy is lighter, right? And so these are some qualities of air: cold or cool, light and dry. And so when we have these, when we have these elements present in nature in the form of seasons, what's happening in nature is a reflection of what's also happening in our bodies. So when we have excess air in our bodies, then we also experience dryness in the body, like dry skin, hair, and nails. We start to feel cold physically, especially in our extremities, hands, and our feet. We experience constipation. We have a difficult time falling asleep at night because all the air leaves our minds scattered. And so it's difficult to calm the mind enough to be able to go to sleep at night. So those are some common physical signs of the air element being out of balance. And in Ayurveda, these elements have a header that it's called a dosha. And so the header for excess air is vata. But for our purposes now, we will just stick to the elements because that is what we're more familiar with and can help us really understand this. So this excess air, excess vata shows up in those common ways physically. And they also show up mentally and emotionally, which a lot of us don't realize. So mentally, this shows up as scattered or racing thoughts. This shows up as misplacing things or losing things around the house. This shows up as indecision, indecisiveness. And how often do those things show up and impact our work, right? Indecision, scattered thinking, difficulty focusing. Those are all things I was experiencing. Emotionally, it shows up as worry, nervousness, fear, paranoia, anxiety, all of these things that I had been experiencing as well. And what I didn't realize at the time is when we go on an airplane, we are increasing the air element in our body because our bodies are in the air, significantly high in the air for a long period of time. And so that's why people might experience worry or anxiety or scatteredness before a trip. A lot of people experience constipation before or during travels as well. And this is why. And many of us don't know why this is happening. So then we have fire. We started to talk about that a little bit. Too much fire in the body physically leads to feeling hot and sweating a lot, fevers, heartburn, and difficulty sleeping in the respect of waking up at night. So sleep disturbances in that way. And even heartburn, the word burn is in it. Again, it comes from Ayurveda. It's too much heat in the body, particularly around our heart. And it also shows up mentally and emotionally, as I said. So mentally, it shows up as fear of failure, the need to prove ourselves or be competitive, imposter syndrome, and comparing ourselves to others. That's a lot of what drives the burnout behavior is this need to succeed and drive and be better and prove ourselves and our self-worth. It also is mentally the inner critic and the perfectionist. What we often think of as people just think this is me or I'm a perfectionist or, and it's like my understanding now, what I know is that nobody is a perfectionist. That's an imbalance in the fire element. And it can be shifted and healed and decreased and ultimately eliminated from our experience the more we come back into balance. So emotionally, too much fire in the body comes up as frustration or irritation and jealousy and anger and being really emotional and being defensive, right? And how many of us have had these experiences where those emotions come up and they ruin our day or they lead to a fight in our relationships or with coworkers, right? These are these are all too common experiences now where people just think, again, these are just me. They identify with these emotions, and really these are signs of out of balance fire. And lastly, we get to the water element, and physically how that shows up is lethargy, difficulty getting out of bed in the morning, excess weight, craving a lot of comfort foods like pastas and rice and sweets, like cakes and things like that, being prone to colds and flus and sinus issues. So these are some of the common symptoms. Even jet lag, when I talked about travel, jet lag is an imbalance of the water element in our body. And so when people just think jet lag is something that is common or inevitable, and in my experience, I no longer experience jet lag, or the symptoms are very minor and I know how to shift it now. So now my travels are much more easeful, much more enjoyable, much more healthy now that I know this information. And just lastly, I'll wrap up with the mental and emotional signs of too much water in the body. Mentally, too much water in the body shows up as procrastination, resistance to change, brain fog, and being slower to learn information. And emotionally, this shows up as resentment in our relationships. It shows up as lack of motivation, and it can show up in as extreme out of balance state as depression. And so Ayurveda sees anxiety and depression as imbalances in the elements within our body, or our doshas, as I mentioned earlier. And that is how we treat people at the root cause level to shift these symptoms and these challenges that people are experiencing, all through natural medicine. There's nothing chemical or synthetic about it. And that is why I'm so passionate about this, because like you said, I know there are so many people struggling with these things, I struggled with many of these things, and I still experience some of these symptoms, like you said, because it's an ongoing journey. The difference is that now I have this knowledge and I have the tools to be able to bring myself into balance so that these imbalances don't accumulate to the point of causing significant health challenges or disruptions in my life like they used to.
Yeah, that is so freaking interesting. Okay. Okay. I know I kept you longer, but you're just so good. So I'm just wondering, before we wrap up, I want the people who are listening who are probably like, holy crap, I think I need this. Is there like one small Ayurvedic, if that's a word, Ayurvedic practice that someone can start today that would like start to bring some more balance and calm in their life? Do you have like something that they can walk away with really quick?
Yes. So how we start to bring ourselves in the balance, the first step is understanding which element is most out of balance with us right now.
Because but I felt like all of those describe me. So what the heck? Which one do I choose?
Most people have actually all three elements out of balance, but varying degrees.
They're out of balance, all right.
There's levels. There's levels, Nina. And this is most of the population. And this is why it's so valuable that we're sharing this with more people today. So the first step, unlike a lot of other wellness trends that say, eat this, follow this nutrition plan, or do this diet, or do this exercise routine, that is harmful to many people, because we need to first understand which dosha is primarily out of balance right now. And I do have a free quiz on my website to help people to get a quick assessment, just answering 25 questions. And that tells you which element is most out of balance and to the degree to which. So that's that's the first step.
And you're like, and water and fire.
And you can also, even without taking the quiz, you can listen to what I just shared and kind of check mark the signs and symptoms I just mentioned, and whatever one you have the highest number of, that is a pretty good indicator of where to start. So for example, most people have excess air That's just the way our modern world is. Things like technology brings the air out of bounds, things like travel, changes in our lives, new things in our lives, moving, all of these things bring the air out of element out of balance. And we are entering fall season. And when this podcast is coming out, we're going to be in the middle of fall. So another reason to offer examples from the air element. And so in Ayurveda, how we balance excess air is with the other elements. We need more fire and water element, and earth element, which I didn't mention, but this is how we bring that in. So if we feel cold, we have excess air in the body, then we need more warmth. Like it can be that simple of what am I experiencing? If I'm experiencing cold, I need warmth. If I'm experiencing dryness, I need moisture. And there's right ways to do that, and there's wrong ways to do that, Ayurvedic medicine. So one thing that most people don't know about that I will offer is when our especially for excess air, but really for everybody, drinking warm water is going to be extremely beneficial because, you know, our society, we somehow got into a habit of drinking ice water or ice cold drinks, and that actually puts out our digestive fire. Because again, if you think about it, we need that fire healthy and stoked in order to digest and metabolize and assimilate our food. And so, if we're constantly pouring ice water on that, then that is putting out our digestive fire, and that is actually dehydrating. So someone can be drinking a ton of water and still being dehydrated, which is going to lead to all sorts of health challenges if you're not absorbing water. So drinking warmer water is extremely beneficial and will help with dehydration, and it will help with your digestive fire. And it will help particularly when you're traveling. So that's one of my, you know, go-to travel tips is I will get warm water at the airport, and that helps to alleviate those travel symptoms that I mentioned.
I love that because I actually drink a lot of ice water, right? And I do have digestive issues. And it's because I like because I'm in Texas, right? So it's super hot here, and so I like ice water. But my husband is very opposite of me. He always wants it room temperature. And I like drinking like warm water in the mornings. I think that's it just helps flow better. I like it. But after that, I drink only but ice water. So I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to start drinking a little bit more warm water because I think you're right. I do feel better like in the mornings, especially when I'm drinking just a glass of warm water. I think that's something I should get used to because yeah, you are. Yeah. Okay. So I really like you, Natalie. I'm going to probably want you back because I'm going to want to pick that brain a little bit more because this is so new. This is just new to me, right? And I've been doing this for years, right? So I've had a bunch of nutrition people and health people and, you know, like people who do other modalities like yoga and somatic healing and all the things, but I've never had this. And so this was really an amazing conversation. And because I've had you here almost 45 minutes, I'm sorry about that. I said 30, but I just find it very, very interesting. So I want to thank you for being here, but I also want you to give us like how people can go and take that quiz, how they can follow you. Like, do you have a social media presence where you put out videos and stuff? Give us that information.
I do. Yeah. So my website is www.ayurvedawellnesscoach.com. And that's where people can go and access the free dosha quiz. And that was created by my doctor and teacher, Dr. Sylvia Strahl. So it is the best dosha quiz around.
Awesome.
And that is a great first start. And that's where I have all my various offerings, everything from beginner intro level workshops to people who want in-depth healing and transformation through my one-on-one consultations. And I do see people in person in Colorado, Boulder, Colorado, where I live. And I also do one-on-one consultations and workshops online for people to be able to access this knowledge and work with me from anywhere around the world.
I love
And I
it.
do have an Instagram account. It's Ayurveda Wellness underscore. And so people can find me there to learn more.
I love it. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and sharing this ancient wisdom. And really just like explaining it in such a great way. I mean, I think I really believe that it connects with so many different people on so many different levels, because we are all struggling with something in those elements, right? Like you've mentioned, you know, a few of the symptoms for each of the elements, and I just saw myself on all of them, right? And you just don't think about these things deeply enough. You just kind of get so used to life being that way that you just feel like, oh, it's just the way I am. I've been like that all my life. It's just the way I am, you know. So I appreciate the insight and the look. And I'm actually going to go and look at your website and like dig in a little bit deeper, because I think it's very, very, very interesting. So thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me and for sharing this conversation, Nina.
Thank you guys. Right. I know. It's so good. So good. I got so many things to clip out of this. Okay. So make sure you guys, click on the links below. I'm going to make sure to put all her information below. I do want you all to go take that quiz. And if you want to come back and share a little bit about what you got out of it, or what element you may be off of, I mean, you don't have to give us all of your personal stuff, but I'd love to know that, because that's so interesting. I think I want to invite Natalie back again so we can get into more of a deeper sense of what this all is, because I have so many thousands of questions. If I didn't have to run to do another podcast, we'd be probably here for 3 hours. So make sure you guys like, share, subscribe, and really share this with people that you think can get benefit from this, because we don't need to live a life where we are burning out all the time, where we're exhausted all the time, we don't feel good, we're always just running through the mill. Like, what is up with that? And I've realized the older I'm getting that I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want my life to be about, you know, climbing the success ladder and then getting burnt out and then dying. I don't want that. So guys, thank you guys for hanging out with me and Natalie today. I really love and appreciate you, and I cannot wait to hear what it is you got out of this.